This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In what's seen as the biggest collapse of a corporate law firm, Dewey & LaBeouf filed for bankruptcy protection last night. Financial mistakes, heavy debt, and the defection of top talent get the blame, and there are reports the firm won't reorganize, it'll liquidate. Marketplace's Amy Scott has been looking into the story. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
What else went wrong at that firm?
Well, one thing is that they got too big just when the economy turned. And one way they did that was by luring talent away from other law firms by offering guaranteed compensation, regardless of how well the firm did. So when revenue started falling off, Dewey was still on the hook for millions of dollars in this guaranteed pay. I spoke earlier with a consultant, Kent Zimmerman, who helps law firms with their growth plans. And he says the trouble at Dewey was a lot of the partners didn't know about these deals.
And I think after Dewey, many lawyers will be much more involved in wanting to have a say and be on board and build consensus around their firm's growth plan.
And in fact, as you mentioned, you know, most of Dewey's 300 partners had been leaving in droves because of concerns about these deals and the firm's financial position.
What do you think, Amy? We're going to see more of this, of these collapses in the legal profession?
Well, the economy certainly hasn't been kind to law firms. Zimmerman says these sorts of guaranteed pay deals are highly unusual. But other people say there is a problem with the culture of these big law firms. You know, there's too much emphasis on growth. They're not so much partnerships in the traditional sense anymore. There have been several bankruptcies, though this is the biggest. And analysts say there likely will be more.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thank you very much.
You're welcome.